Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's contractors. The awards, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council, celebrate high achievers. And between now and November 5th, Federal News Radio is interviewing the finalists for this year's awards. Ben Edson is the founder and CEO of VeriQ and a finalist for this year's Executive of the Year Award in the $75 million or less sales category. He joins me now. Ben, good to have you on.
Good morning.
All right. So first of all, let's start with the name of your company. It looks like VeriQ. How do you get people to say VeriQ?
It's actually VeriQ, or I pronounce it VeriQ, but people call it by VeriQ, VeriQ, but the proper pronunciation is VeriQ.
All right. So that means you could be a reseller, a value-added reseller, but you're not really a VAR, I don't think. So tell us what you do.
Correct. So VeriQ, we are a services company. We primarily focus in areas of cybersecurity, software development, and IT infrastructure. I know those are very broad areas within the IT market. My passion is really cybersecurity, so security engineering, protecting networks.
And so this is a major topic for federal agencies these days. And how does a single company, especially you're a small hub zone company, correct?
We are. So we're a small hub zone, but we've been growing fairly quickly. So we have about 300 employees right now from about two employees back in 2008. And we take serving the customer one step at a time. Every agency has their own unique challenges. In the area of the cybersecurity, we have we do a lot of compliance, so FISMA compliance, which I personally like the engineering side, but it's still a good business. On the security engineering and implementation of technical controls, that's the area that I personally enjoy because you get to implement technology that protects, detects, and then ultimately drives improvements and efficiencies for these agencies. So we do a little bit of all of those things. Our customers know us mostly for the cybersecurity, SOC operations, security engineering, and then they bring other problems to us in the areas of development as well, which has been a major growth in the last year.
I guess my question was, in this day and age, with so many people chasing cybersecurity products and services and network operation centers and security operation centers, how does a hub zone company, aside from being a hub zone, distinguish itself in a very crowded field?
Sure. So we don't market ourselves as a hub zone company. We use that as an attribute, but the contracts that we go after are, we don't only go after small business or hub zone contracts. We also have unrestricted contracts where we compete against the large players. And in any case, in each one of those cases, we believe in the core competencies, our engineers. A lot of us have been doing this for over 20 years. There's a depth and breadth of being able to technically solution the platforms that we involve ourselves in are very complex, and then when you integrate them into an enterprise, you have to deal with hundreds, if not thousands, of systems, very many different sets of challenges like networks, applications, databases, and in the area of security, you pretty much have to be a jack of all trades to be a good security engineer or a good security practitioner. It's not enough to just be a DBA or a sysadmin. You kind of have to have foundations in all of those practices and then layer on the security stack on top of it. So that takes a bit of expertise, quite a bit of expertise, and really has nothing to do with being a hub zone company. Being a hub zone company is a great attribute that we leverage when marketing into new opportunities so that we could create differentiation and, quite frankly, reduce our competition. But we lead with our capabilities first.
All right. I guess it's, you know, being at L and 21st Street in D.C., I guess people would be surprised that even is designated a hub zone. But regardless of that, you do work with federal agencies and also state and local agencies, if I read the website correctly. Who's ahead of the game in understanding what their cybersecurity requirements really are?
I would say it's the for federal agencies, I don't think anyone's really ahead of the game. Different agencies, I think, have maturity in certain areas of cybersecurity, but not across the entire stack. So, for example, some agencies might have the basics down pat, like, for example, antivirus, enterprise vulnerability scanning, enterprise patch management, whereas others might just still be starting. The government loves to recompete programs every 5 years, which sometimes means they are reintroducing new players into an environment that lack maturity in a particular area. So I think the more mature company or the more mature agencies are the ones that have locked down what I call the basics, and which is antivirus, patch management, identity integrated management, and are really focused now on what's called the APTs, the advanced persistent threats. Agencies that have locked down most of the basics and can now focus on the advanced persistent threats, those are the more advanced agencies, in my opinion, that are really focused on finding the needles in the haystack because they understand their haystack very well or better than others. But a lot of agencies aren't quite there yet. They still have to they struggle with compliance. They struggle with quite frankly, some of the basics.
So it sounds like, given the state of cybersecurity in the federal government, much as it's talked about, it's still a pretty green field for growth for companies pursuing that business.
It is. It is very green still. There is a lot of improvement that can be made. And in the large enterprises, you have essentially pockets of excellence. So a particular agency might have a department that excels in a certain area but doesn't want to talk to another department. And so the departments that are more that have good relationships with IT or even IT somebody competent within IT, they tend to do very well. But then there's other departments within the same agency where either they have challenges with communication or they have challenges with trust. And those pockets can still be in a very infant state and could still use a lot of help in getting to the next level of maturity.
Ben Edson is the founder and CEO of VaraQ and a finalist for this year's Executive of the Year Award in the $75 million or less in sales category. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.